Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, October 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Hamas calls for a day of rage. Biden beats Trump in the latest poll. A report finds that this is the key to a stress-free home. And a new survey ranks the scariest movies of all time on this Friday the 13th. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, it wasn't just Israelis who were killed last week by Hamas. 27 Americans were killed. 14 are still missing. But also people from 40 different countries killed or abducted. 21 people from Thailand killed. 13 people killed from France. 17 missing. Nepal, 10 people killed, 7 from Argentina, 4 from England, 3 from Canada, 4 from Russia, 7 from Ukraine, 2 people killed from Brazil, all over the world, 6 people from Argentina killed, 10 missing from Italy. Hamas calling for a global day of rage today. Local and federal law enforcement agencies across the U.S. stepping up their patrols of synagogues and Jewish businesses. The NYPD ordering the entire force to be in uniform and on patrol for the next 24 hours. France has banned all pro-Palestinian protests throughout the country. Meanwhile, Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, said, quote, "It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different culture and religion and concepts because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that." Huh. New Fox News poll, take it with as much salt as you'd like. President Biden would narrowly win the popular vote over Donald Trump in the next election if it were held today. But Biden would lose to Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Alas, Trump has a huge lead over his fellow Republicans. 59% of Republican voters backing Trump, followed by DeSantis at 13%, Nikki Haley at 10%, and Vivek at 7%. Researchers say the key to a happy home is the family meal. This is the American Heart Association. Says that 91% of households are less stressed if they eat dinner together. Sharing a meal reduces anxiety, boosts self-esteem, improves social connections between parents and kids. Yet, 30% of American families eat dinner together at least once a week. Only 30%. New survey from Reader's Digest lists the scariest movies of all time. Number 5, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Number 4, The Shining. Number 3, John Carpenter's Halloween. Then the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And number 1, scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist. The film, I guess, so disturbing that it was banned from being sold in England until 1999. You couldn't even buy it. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, interesting media situation emerging over the Hamas attack soon after the savages began murdering Israeli civilians. The Wall Street Journal reported that Iran aided the terrorists in carrying out their evil deeds. The journal cited anonymous Hamas sources for the information. Having written the book Killing the Killers about the terror war, that sounded credible to me, although I'm always suspicious of the anonymous thing. Then on Wednesday, CNN reported that Iran had nothing to do with the Hamas attack, citing, again, anonymous intelligence sources. So, one of these news agencies is terribly wrong. It is true the Biden administration does not want a confrontation with the mullahs in Tehran. The $6 billion prisoner swap did not go down well with many Americans. Also, compared to Donald Trump, Joe Biden has been soft on Iran. Also, CNN is very friendly to the Biden administration, while the Wall Street Journal is not. So, going forward, I will track this situation closely and get the truth. It will not be easy. It may take a while, but I will get it. I will find out which news agency was accurate. And there will be hell to pay for someone. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. George Amabile, Clark, New Jersey. I'm a little confused about the war in Israel. I'm 92 years old. America went to war in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Why don't we put troops in Israel? Because Israel doesn't need our troops. They can defend itself. It would be a huge mistake to put American troops there. Martha Johnston, Kotowit, Massachusetts. You said in last night's No Spin News that Israel has been hard on the Palestinians. Would you please explain further? All you need to do is go to Israel Human Rights on Google, Israel Human Rights, Bing, you'll see. UN reports, various reports from all over. Best way to do it. Mark, I don't think President Biden is moving slow for Israel. Iran has always been a problem, but I don't think any president has really handled Iran well. All right, I think Trump did a pretty good job containing Iran, but you know, opinions are opinions. Randy Buzzini, Meriden, Idaho. I am thinking that if Israel was to give into Palestine and make it a state, Hamas would run Palestine like the Taliban run Afghanistan. Exactly. There's no country. The terrorists run it. There's no democracy, elected government. You do what Hamas says or they shoot you. Dan, some Harvard students and groups who signed the Blame Israel letter are now backtracking. Yeah, of course they are, because they're getting heat. These aren't courageous people. Jerry, you're right, Bill, about Biden being a ceremonial president and his staff making all the decisions. But his staff are all Obama holdovers. So you can see Obama's running the government. I don't think you can make that stretch. Yes, there are a lot of Obama people there, but are they calling up Barack every day saying, what should we do? I don't think so. Could be wrong. Could be wrong. But there's no evidence at all that has happened. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today, 90% of Americans listen to music through the internet. But 50 years ago, folks tuned in the old-fashioned way, on the radio. Beginning in 1936, Billboard magazine began publishing the most popular songs of the month. Here are the top 10 singles from 50 years ago, October 1973. Number 10, Paper Roses by Marie Osmond. Awful song. Number 9, Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat by the DeFranco Family. Awful song. Number 8, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. Okay, Stevie, I remember the tune. Number 7, Keep on Truckin' from Eddie Kendricks, followed by 6, Who's That Lady from the Isley Brothers, essentially R&B tunes. I'm a big Isley Brothers fan, by the way. So happy to see them at number 6. The top 5 starts with Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and The Pips. Classic. Number 4, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. Classic. Third spot goes to Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers. Excellent tune. Second place, Half Breed by Cher. No. Terrible. Number 1 song in America, October 1973, Angie by the Rolling Stones. It was okay, but not one of the Stones' greatest hits. Angie, roll it. Angie.
changing. When will those clouds all disappear?
And here's something else you might not know. By the fall, the autumn of 1973, the Rolling Stones, one of the biggest bands in the USA. Group had arrived in North America 9 years earlier. Stones debuted at Carnegie Hall in NYC, 1964. Price to see Mick Jagger and the boys, $2 back then. Rolling Stones have a new album out October 20th of this year, Hackney Diamonds, first collection of original material in 18 years. But you'll have to go on the net to hear it. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.